Baruch Adonai, Eloheinu, Melech Haolam, Shehakol Mi'Yavidu.
Amen. Turning once again to the opening segment of Shemoneh Esrei, to the first three brachas that Rav Shimshon Pinkus points out in Shon B'Tfilah. Very often people begin their Shemoneh Esrei, and when they recite ideas along the lines of Mechal Kachayim Mechesem, Mechayim Esim, Rofei Cholam, etc., they start having in mind that Hashem should go and bring a better reward to the Cholam. And Mater Surah, Hashem, please release people from the literal jail, release them from the figurative jails, go ahead and bring about the life. People think it's a Zman HaBakasha. It's not true, right? Rav Shimshon Pinkus, a very important Yesod. The beginning segment of Shemoneh Esrei is the Shvach, La'olam Yesod Adam Shvacho, Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we proceed with the Bakashas, the Brochos and So'ios. And that's the Gemara Brochos that we discussed the other week. And the Mela, when we begin Shemoneh Esrei, we're not here to ask, and we're not even here to think, right, Rav Shimshon Pinkus, about bringing about Refuas. Refuas, wait until Rafeinu. Geshomim, wait until Baruch Aleinu when you want Parnasa. So right now, it's just to be Mesader, to arrange in an organized, clear, concise fashion the various praises, the virtues that we're here to extol of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's a Shvach. This isn't time to think about ourselves. It's all being Meshameach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's go back to the beginning. I'd like to share with you at the outset of the shiur tonight a beautiful insight by Rav Chatzkel Abramsky. I'm quoting him often now. This is a fantastic Sefer Chosin Yecheskel, the Mechaber of the set of volumes on the Tosefta known by the same name Chosin Yecheskel. It's a wonderful Sefer. It came out a few years ago, an Alikut of Ha'aris and Chidushim, insights on Tanakh, and then followed by insights on Tefillah. So when he talks about Shemoneh Esrei, Rav Chatzkel Abramsky writes as follows. We commence Shemoneh Esrei referring to Hashem, starting the Shvach, and then Hashem, you are Elokei Avram, and you are Elokei Yitzchak, you are Elokei Yaakov. So asks Rav Chatzkel Abramsky, if this is all about Shvach, so what Shvach is there in Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Where does the Shvach begin? Then Hashem is Kel, Hagodol, Hagibur, V'Anora, El Elyon. What do we have to introduce? Okay, Abaseinu, okay, Avraham, okay, Yitzchak, okay, Yaakov. And as the Mefarshim point out, we don't simply lump them together and recite in more succinct fashion, and then Hashem is the okay, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We're clearly here to highlight and to mark that Hashem is the God of Avraham. That's one point. The God of Yitzchak, the God of Yaakov. Why do we have to go ahead and bring that in over here? And this is the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Eina Chanami, the Pshutol, Hashela Inyad is, well, look what he produced in Avraham, look what he produced in Yitzchak, but it's more than that. It's not to look at his offspring, Kaviyachol, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, look at his Banim. But we're talking about Hashem as the Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. So what's the union? And what's the Shvach, Ma Shvach Lo Bezeh, Shehu Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov?
Why is it separated?
And separated. In other words, two in Yana. If it was simply to mark, in other words, that's all part of the question. Lump it all together. If it's simply to highlight that, look at Hashem's bottom. Look at the Ovis. So then just group it together and say, Hashem is a little K, the God of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. If we're separating it, clearly we're saying, no, he's the God of Avraham as one independent fact. He's also the God of Yitzchak, also the God separately of Yaakov Avinu. And this is in the beginning of the Shvach. We're not asking for anything. So what is this idea of the Shvach? L'chor we should start. Hashem Elokeinu, HaKel HaGodol HaGibor V'Anor. Why do we have to bring in the mention of the Yomus? So right, so Yecheskel Abramsky as follows. He says, Derech Moshe, if we were talking about an usher, you want to talk about a wealthy individual. So if you say about a certain person, Yishlo Arman Godol V'Yafe, he has a huge mansion, a huge palace. That's not a raya that he is in possession of Ashirus Muflegis. That means he has decent income, but we know a lot of people that make a decent living and they have a nice home, they might even have a mansion. I remember once getting together with a friend of mine back in Eretz Yisrael days who had since gone to Texas to go into Chinuch in Texas. And his wife was friendly with my wife, and we once got together to meet with them briefly to catch up a little bit. And they were telling us that here he is in Chinuch in Texas, and he has a beautiful big home and a swimming pool. I said, how much are they paying you? How much are they paying you in Texas? He says, it's not about how much they're paying you. He says, in Houston, he says, what you could get the little two-bedroom apartment here in Far Rockaway, and he's able to go out $300,000. He gets a beautiful home, and you can't live in Texas without a swimming pool. You can't have 100 degrees with the bus, and that's a given. He was mamash on a chinuch salary with his wife working, and they wanted to live in a beautiful home. So that's not a raya shiris. You know when there's a raya shiris? If somebody has a beautiful mansion that they build in a faraway city, the Hainu, they might live in the five towns. Now, if you find out that someone has a mansion in Italy, someone has a mansion in France, why? Because one week a year, they happen to go visit France. They don't want to stay at a hotel. So they bought a beautiful mansion. Then already he's got to be pretty wealthy. He's got apartments. He's got villas. He's got condominiums and all places all around. Then you'll say he's one level of wealthy, but that's not really wealthy. You know when you know he's really wealthy? When he builds that home in France because his mishares goes there 1 week a year to go and visit. Not even himself. He has his servants. He wants to make sure that when his servants travel, he makes them go and stay in his homes and palaces that he builds for them. That's already a shiris mafleges. Meila zot chatzkel Abramsky. That really is Mara Arov Asher, Sakeinu Khan, Elokei Avram. Now we know Bishvil Avram, Abavram, Ibaram, the Medrash says the whole world was Kanai for Avram Avinu. Which means what? Hashem created a beautiful world. Look at this magnificent world. All for Hashem. Gamalik, so look at the Galus. That's not the Galus, that he created it for himself. I mean, Hashem could do anything. And the Galus is that I'm Elokei Avram and I built the whole world Bishvil Avram. I don't need this world. I have all the expanding universe. I have all the Shmei Shemayim. I built the entirety of Olam Hazeh just for my Mishares, for my Mishamish Avram, Olam Chesed Yibon, Amarti Olam Chesed Yibon, and Tehillim, Peites Posegimol. You know what about Chesed I am? I love my servant so much, I have an Avram. I created all of Olam Hazeh for him. I gave him a mansion, an unbelievable, unparalleled mansion. I just said, you should know, I didn't just do it for Avram. Oh, and since I gave it to Avram, Amela, his children yarshed it from him. That would be mashmo. Perhaps that's how we would walk away if we read it as Lokei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Hashem created it for Avram Avinu, and Meila went to Yitzchak and went to Yaakov. No, I made the world for Avram, and I want you to know, I'm a chadish v'tumcha yotem maaseh b'reishus. I made it again for Yitzchak, and I made it again for Yaakov. And that's Lokei Avram, Melchizedek, Yisrael, Yaakov. My children are so special, my misharsim. And Mishashim was so unique that it's Kedai, the whole Olam Hazeh. Look at the mansion. Look at the incredible palace that I made for them. Mela, that's all part of the praise at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Hashem is Elokeinu, and he is Elokei Avoseinu. But he didn't just create the world for all of us, Klai, so Lidori Doros. Avada Mibachina Achas, he did, Rashis, Mishul Yisrael Shanika Rashis. Hashem did create the world for us. But the bigger Kiddush is not just for all the Jews that would live through the beginning of time until the end of time. Not just Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu that he created the world for us, but he is the God who created the whole world just for Avraham and Shemshares. And it was Kenai to create it just for Yitzchak. And again, Kenai Ach Merak for Yaakov Avinu alone. And that's the Hashivas of every single year. And that's a God who must be amazingly wealthy. That's Kenai. He's making all these worlds the same way. The last Mishnah in all of Shas Mishnah is. What do we read? Also, Lahan Chaloa Vayesh, 310 Olamas Lechol Tzadik V'Tzadik. Hashem's going to give you not just this world, but he's going to give you 310 worlds. Many Mephoroshim explain that unique number, 310. He's going to give you all these worlds just for you. Every Tzadik is going to get all these worlds. The same here with Shmuel Mazovsky. Shmuel Mazovsky, the Panovich Rosh Hashiva, explains that when Yaakov Avinu leaves town, what do we find in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze? Vayetze Yaakov Yeshuva Yelacharano. Malamed, what's Vayetze? L'chor Rashi's bother just said Yelacharano. And I know that he left. No, when he left, he took everything with him. Yotze Ziva, Yotze Hoda, Yotze Hadra. All the beauty and the splendor and the glory left with him. Right? Shmuel Mazovsky. Famous Kasha, the Kliyokar and others deal with it as well. What's the Chiddush of Yaakov Avinu? Avraham Avinu also left town. And Yitzchak Avinu also left town. So why didn't it tell me this already by his grandfather, already by the Zaidi, why not by the father? Comes along with Shmuel Mazovsky, and because Avraham Avinu, when he left town, of course Yotzei Ziva, he was it. He was the only one in town. So of course we know that when he left, he took all the Kedusha with him. The Kiddush is that Yitzchak Avinu also, when he left, so well, who was there? And when Yaakov Avinu left, he left Yitzhak and Rivka was still there. The chiddush is that every tzaddik has his ziv, has his hod and his hadar. And Vayetze Yaakov, the chiddush is brought out specifically in a context of Yaakov, writes Rishon Rozovsky to teach us what? And that even though Yitzhak was still around, even though Rivka was still around, still he made an unbelievable roshah. By leaving the city, he took the kedusha and ziv, because when Yaakov bought the tell, nobody else could duplicate. Every tzaddik has his own milus. And that's a lokei Avram, lokei Yitzchak, lokei Yaakov. They each have their own tremendous milus, and the role would be kedai for the chesed of Avram, for the din, the pachad of Yitzchak, and for the kedusha and the rachamim of Yaakov. And the whole world would be kedai just to bring out those special midas that they brought down for the olam hasal yonim to the olam hasal tachtonim. Meila, on the heels of that, when we talk about the whole world being created for Klal Yisrael and the whole world being created for the Avos HaKadoshim independently, and then we can now go on to the praises of Hashem, Hasakel HaGodol HaGibor VeHaNor, and as we discussed last week, the Ramchal and Derech Hashem, and that Godol is Keneged Avram Avinu, the Gedulo. He was brought out the Gavlus of Shmo Yisbaruch in this world. HaGibor, that's Yitzchak, Midas Adin, is associated with Gevura. Brought out the Gevura and Norah Hamakom Hazeh, that's Yaakov, those three phases. Kel Elyon, and the Olam HaSal Yonim, things that we don't see, not just here in the world down here. When we see and we encounter the Gedula, the Gevura, and the Noira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to know he is Kel Elyon. He's the Kel and the Yemakom HaSal Yonim and the Shemei Shemayim of all the Malachi Elyonim as well. Even things we can't witness on a day-to-day basis, all the expressions of Gadlus, Gevurus, and Noraos. And we know he is Kel Elyon, and he is Goma Chasadim Tovim. Goma Chasadim, all Chasadim. No, not all Chasadim do we see the Tov right away. These are Chasadim that are done 100% the Tov. May Aschola Adasov. Kone Akol is constantly, Ose Maaseh Bereishis, constantly recreating everything. And Mamela Zochar Chasdeyavis, he remembers Hasdeyavis, even when there are generations who are not worthy of Hashem recreating the world anew constantly. He always brings back to memory the Chasadim of the Avos. And Mamela were guaranteed that may be goal of Nevenayim, Alaman Shema Ve'ava, through the Ava, and because Laman Shemo Yisparach V'hayav Yomu Yashem Echad U'Shemo Echad, we know it's guaranteed, even though we're not like Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and we know with all confidence that Hashem Yisparach and will be Mevi goal of Nevenayim, and it's Mevi Lashon Hove. He is constantly bringing us ever closer to all of Nevenayim. The Holocaust and all these stages were all pivotal steps to get us to the ultimate Geula. It's not that Hashem will be maybe in the future. He's maybe right here and right now, constantly bringing us ever closer to the Geula, to the B'nai B'nai of the Ovis, because we need this Chus Ovis. And at the end of the day, he's doing it Be'ikr Laman Shemo Yisbarach and out of Ava for Kla Yisrael. And now we break up into the Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Hashem is Melech Ozer Moshiu Magim, Bochad Hashem Magid Avram. So what's this idea after mentioning the Ovis, that we now are chosim, the brocha that mentioned all the others? Why are we chosim with Avram Avinu Bifrat? We have a Gemara in the end of Psachar. Harvi Psachim Dav Kuf Yitzayin Amud Beis. How writes the Gemara, darshaning the Pasuk, and Reishas Yud Beis and Parshas Lech Lecha, Amor Roshim and Belakish, Reish Lakish tells us as follows. The promise to Avram Avinu Ve'escha L'goy Gadol, Zero Shomer Malokei Avram. That's Gadlus. That's Akel HaGadol. He brought out the Gadlus, the greatness of Hashem in the world. That's what Avram Avinu did. Anytime he had guests, he says, let's speak about the Gadlus, the omnipotence and omniscience of the Ribono Shel Olam. Alokei Avram, that's Gadlus. Avarecha, Zero Shomer Lokei Yitzchak. That's Harba Arba. I'm going to give you a bracha. I'm going to increase you. That's Arba, Harba Arba. No coincidence that Arba is Kamatshia 208. Yitzchak 208. Yitzchak is the actualization of the bracha that was given to Avram to have a reboy, to have a sense of continuity. That's the Harba Arba. And that's the 208, Yitzchak 208. That's the expression and actualization of the bracha. Agadlo Shemecha. And who is going to make the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu great? And that's going to be Elokei Yaakov. Yochai Yochos Min Mekulon, you might think that will be chosim in the midos of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov collectively. Tam Lomer, v'heyi bracha you Avram Avinu, and v'chol chosim v'ein chosim v'kulam. We're going to be chosim the bracha dafka with you. We talked about Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. But with brachol chosim dafka with what? With Magen Avram. So what's this idea of brachol chosim? So there are many different pirushim. And the Sefer, there's a biography of Rav Shimon Shkob called Torah Yevak Shemipiyu. And Rav Shimon Shkob said a beautiful pshat in this Gemara in Arei Pesachim, B'chol Chosmin. And we might think that what should be the progression of history? Avraham Avinu brought out the godless, that there's a God in this world who controls everything. The Baal Abira, the one who owns the mansion, owns the palace, and that's Avraham Avinu. So how did Avraham Avinu come to it? On his own? On his own, he looked around, scrutinized the Bria, and he came to this awareness, this newfound cognizance, all on his own. He broke from Terach, from Amaslai Bas Karnavo, from his mother, Bavavasra, Zani Aleph, and the end of the day, he broke from them. And now he started a new Hischachas. He came to it all on his own, the ultimate Baal Tshuva, the Tchila Legerim, writes the Gemara, Chekigat Afkim Aban Aleph. And what was the Chashivas of Yitzchak? Not as much in that sense, because Yitzchak had two firm parents. He was Kodesh Mirachim, okay? Adibus Milam Melon Dainabare, and Yaakov had a frum Zaidi and had a frum father. It's not such a chiddush anymore. Hakomzum Shimitchkov, you might think that all the subsequent generations should be building on that inyan of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, Kamashalon, Hanchek and Isagadola already telling us at the beginning of Shimon Esrei that what's Bechal Chosman? We're going to finish with Magen Avraham. Why? Because in the future, what's going to be the chasima of this world when we finish up this tekufa and make our way crossing the threshold to Yemos Mashiach? Are we going to have people who are all from? No, you can have a Baal Tshuva movement. Bechal Chosman, what's going to happen before Mashiach comes? You can have a lot of people who don't have from parents, who don't have from Zaydis, and still they're going to come back. They're going to be like Avraham Avinu all over again. So, Shimon Shkob, Avraham Avinu, you should know it's your meter that you brought to the world. He might say, very good, I brought it to the world. Once I brought it to the world, oh, you don't need me anymore. Because Yitzchak took over. Once Yitzchak took over, now Yaakov took over. They perpetuated Yiddishkeit, perpetuated Torah. Now it's going to stay around forever. They don't need Avraham. Hashem says no, they're always going to need Avraham. That koach that you brought into the world, that a person can break from his parents who are not religious, who are Avdei Avodah Zarah, Metzchila Hayah Oved Imam, writes the Rambam, Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Parakav HaGimel, he was Oved Avodah Zarah together with them. And to break from that, look at the Baal Tshuva moment. Look at people who could break apart from their past and start anew. That's the koach of Avraham Avinu, righteous Shimon Shkob, the Chol Chosman, that's Magen Avraham. Okay, it's a beautiful drush. And at the end of the day, what is this idea of Magen Avraham? So let's turn to Maharal and the Sefer Gevuras Hashem at the end of the sixth parak of Gevuras. Now we know, we say every morning in Berachas HaShachar from the Mishnah and Peah, and there are many things that were Ochel Perasim Olam Hazeh. Now you go through the list. What are they all about? Abikar Cholim, Achnasas Orchim, Achnasas Kala, Levayas Ameis. There's one common thread woven through all the aforementioned. That, of course, is Chesed. It's all about Chesed. It's all about Bidon Lechavero. Ar Kedikach, Rabbi Kolder was once asked, so what do you mean Talmud Torah Keneged Kulo? They're all Bidon Lechavero. So what's Talmud Torah doing in there? Oh, Elabal Korchach, it must be. Talmud Torah is the greatest Bidon Lechavero. You know what's keeping the world going? Talmud Torah. The world goes 1 second without learning. Can't even exist. So the whole Heichetimsa, the fact that we have the wherewithal to have numerous opportunities day in and day out for Bikur Cholam, Levayas Ameis, Achnosas Orchim, Echadome, is all because there's a world of Liman HaTorah. So Liman HaTorah is Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. But again, in the end of the day, they're all about Beinodon Lechavero and they're not Beinodon Lemokum. So why? Why is it that it's the Beinodon Lechavero is where we have a built-in guarantee that you will be Zocha to reap the benefits thereof and get Hana, Schar of the Mitzvah here in Olam Hazeh? But the Karen, the principle, and that's the schar that awaits you in Olam Haba. What's the connection? All right, the moral as follows. Every Beinodon Lemakom is not necessarily good for the world. It's good for God. It's good for you and good for God, good for your Olam Haba. And Amela, you don't get a double schar. For the Beinodon Lemakoms, you get a schar. You're serving God. So you're going to get your Iker schar in the next world. The schar Bahaya Malaka, the real schar, is not going to be in this world. Eina Chanami, the real schar, even of Beinodom Lachavero, you're not getting in this world. After all, Schar B'Hayam Aleko. But the Peros, other side benefits that come out of the Maisa Mitzvah, you're going to benefit in this world. And why? Because every Beinodom Lachavero is Tov the Shemayim and Tov the Brios. Mainly, you get a double reward. When you do Beinodom Lamakom, what are you doing? You're doing something good for you and your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's one in you. When you do something for a friend, what are you doing? Every time you do a Chanasa Sarkim, you bring guests into your house. Every time you're Mavaka Chol in the hospital, you're doing a mitzvah that Hashem is Mitzavah. So it's Tov L'Shamayim. It's good for you and God, but it's simultaneously good for you and Beinodom L'Chamero. You for Abba's Reim and Achba Reis and Shalom here in this world. Since you're doing two things simultaneously, you get a double schar. You get a tova mechupeles. You get the Iker schar in Olam Haba. But you're going to get a secondary schar in Olam Haza. You do put on tzitzis. You sit in a sukkah. You shake a lulav. Ain't near a behema tov Olam Haza. I don't see the good in Olam Haza. So God says, I'm going to give you the Karen and the Paris all on Olam Haba. But when I do a Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, you see the Tov, you see the Havah Shalom, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, you see the act of Chesed. And the Mela, since you see it both in Olam Hazeh, and you know there'll be Sar in Olam Haba, not only do you have it safe for the next world, but Mida Keneged Mida, you'll get Sar, you'll get the Peiros here in this world as well. It continues the Maral as follows. Since Avram Vinu was the quintessential Goma Chesed, Mela, what was he worried about? Avram Avinu was worried, I'm dedicating my whole life, separating myself from my whole past, and I'm starting anew. And he was worried about what's going to be my schar. Hashem tells him in Parshas Lech Lecha, the beginning of Paratas Vav Posek Alef on Lech Lecha, he tells him, Al Tiro, Anochi Mogein Lecha, Uscharcha Harbe Meod. Don't worry, Avram Avinu, you're going to get a lot of schar. We don't find him telling Yitzchak, Scharcha Harbe Meod. When am I telling Yaakov why? Because Yitzchak is Avoda, that's Ritim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakovina was the Amud HaTorah, that's still Havada, as we said also, Rabar and Kol, Talmud Torah, but who's the one who introduced the concept of Chesed Eidonim L'Chaveiro? That is Avram Avinu. Mela, who introduces the concept of Schor Chaharbe Ma'od? Dahainu, you're going to get the Karen and Olam Haba, but you're also going to get the Peiros here in this world? Davka Avram Avinu was told that. Mela, what is he told? Atira Anochi Mogen L'cha. All right, the Maral, what's this idea? Mogen L'cha, I'll protect you, I will shield you. He says, Mogen is also a Lashon of Chinam. We had him in Shpotim. V'yotza Chinam ein kosev. V'yotza Chinam, he goes out free. What's the Targum? Mogen. The Targum of Chinam, Matanes Chinam, getting something for free is Mogen. That's the Schar of Golim Chasodim. I'm giving you the Iker Schar in Olam Haba, but I'm going to give you freebies in Olam Hazeh. Because you did a chesed, not just for me and for the next world, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you did the mitzvah, to be the tzavsa with Hashem, but you wanted to connect mankind as well. I'm going to let you enjoy the Paris here in this world, and I'm going to give you a separate manasino, a separate precious gift, gratis, I'm going to give to you because you introduced Gemilas Chasodim, and you're doing this Gemaldike Chesed, which is Bechino, Amida Kenegamida, that's what I'm going to give to you. Amameila writes to Maral, and that's the idea of we're Chosem Mogin Avram. A Mogin Avram is what? Mogin Lecho, Schorcha Harvey Ma'or. You want to talk about getting into Shmon Esrei, we want to talk about getting all the Schar, Bechuli, who's going to give us Schar in Olam Hazeh? Avada, we have to only finish off with the Mogen Avraham. Because the one who's guaranteeing us schar from the Perus in Olam Hazeh is the one who introduced the concept of Gemilas Hasan like no one ever previously. Amela Mogen Avraham, since Hashem is the Mogen of Avraham, and the Maral says Mogen is Loshem Manaschinam, one aspect is Manaschinam, the schus of getting benefit from your mitzvahs, Beinon L'Chaveru in this world as well, Ochal Perusayim Olam Hazeh, HaKer Kayimus Olam Haba, that's introduced Ayidei Avraham Avinu. Now we're ready to go into Shmon Esrei. Who guaranteed a schar in this world? Avram Avinu. That's bracha number one, Keneged Avram. Bracha number two, Keneged Yitzchak. Ata Gibor, Liol Mashem Chaimisim, Ata Rav Loshia. We go into Yitzchak as the Torah writes in Or HaChaim, and the Torah tells us that this is a bracha smuch lecheretah. Notice how we're not poseach with Baruch. He writes in Or HaChaim, Kuf Yedalud, Habrocha shniya ainu pasachas v'baruch because it's smuchu lechaverta. And perhaps one idea is because Yitzhak was the hemshech of Avram Avinu. We said he digs wells, the same wells that his father had dug. He gives them names, the same names. Yitzhak's job is to be what? To perpetuate the revolution of Avram Avinu, to be the mamshech. Yeah, Avram gives us shachris, a new beginning, a new day. Yitzhak gives us what? Not stam tefillah. No, not stam tefillah mechudeshes. A tefillah v'osofa. He gives us what? Mincha, which is adding another tefillah in that day. He's being mamshich the kedusha of Avram Avinu Viter, and that's his job. Mela, we go right from Avram into Yitzchak, and then he has beautiful Ramazan. What are we focusing on here, writes the Torah? I'm focusing on the Dalin Mavtechus. Now, the Gemara in Tanya's Beisim Rav talks about Gimel Mavtechus, that are nimser b'yan Hashem v'lo b'yan Shliach, the Mavtech HaGeshamim, of Chaya, of giving birth, and of Givurus Geshamim, and Tzchis HaMesim and Chaya. The Torah adds Parnosa. Parnosa again is clearly intertwined with Geshamim. But the Simanim are Mavteach. We have Dalin Mavtechos. four psukim, in fact, that talk about Yiftach Hashem. And so Tzoro Tov, that talk about Hashem opening something up. That's Mafteach, that's a key. What's the Resha Tevis Mafteach? Writes the Tor. Mem is Motor, Geshem. Pei is Parnaso, livelihood. The Tav is Tchiyas HaMesim, Tchiyo. And the Ches is Chaya, childbirth. So we talk about Mafteachas that are solely in the hands of Hashem. Mafteach, what are the four keys that are solely in the Yadayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Mafteach is Motor, Parnaso, Tchiyas HaMesim, and Chaya. And that's the Torah. Amela, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about Machayim Mesim Atar Rav Loshio. We're going to talk about Tchiyas HaMesim and other forms of Tchiyas HaMesim of keeping us alive, of maintaining life, and bringing people back to life. And what do we have? We have Geshamim, which gives us life. Hashem is Machalka Chaim Chesed. He sustains us with Chesed, even though we mentioned Chesed. Ayitzchak is the Hemshech of Avraham Avinu. We're talking about what? Life. Who is the one who embodies Tchiyas HaMesim like no one ever before? Writes the Rashba, writes the Seder Hayom. Who lived at Tchiyas HaMesim? The Yalkut says in Parashas Vayera that Yiparcha Nishmaso, Yitzchak's Nishoma left, Afor Tzorah Gamizbech, figuratively speaking, his ashes were on the Mizbech, and now he was brought back to life, even with the new Nishoma, now he was able to give birth. So all these are aspects of Tchiyas HaMesim. Hashem gives us life. He's Machayim Mesim Rachim Rabim, he's so Mechnoflim. Someone who's falling and heading towards Misa picks him back up and supports him. Rovei Cholim, someone who is sick on the road to Misa, he brings him back. He's Matar Sum. He releases people. And the Rishonim say that's also a reference to childbirth. The Avodah know this point down. Matar Surim. Why? The Torah, when he talks about Tchiyas HaMesim, writes the Prisha. What's the Inyan of Tchiyas HaMesim? He says, that's Matir Asurim. Matir Asurim is also, who's Matir Asurim? The Vlad is locked up inside the womb of its mother. When Hashem unlocks the Vlad and allows childbirth to take place, that's Matir Asurim. That's taking someone. Not only that, the mother. The mother, we know that people, women used to die often in childbirth, Rachmanu Litzlad. Hatzkilu her neshama, and Hashem brings them back to life. And therefore, writes the Prisha, why do we have the minhag by a bris milah? We all respond in unison, Hodu Lashem ki tov ki olam chasdo. Or by a bris, why don't we get up at every mitzvah and say, Hodu Lashem? Writes the Prisha on the Torah of Kuf Yedalad Gevaldik. Because what are we talking about? The Vlada just came out. Matar Asurim. We have a Gemara in Brochus, the beginning of the night, Perek Nodalad Eben Beis. Arba Chayavim Lahodas. Four people have to give Odah. Acholad Shenis Rape and Ayotzim Beis Asurim. Someone who's sick has to go ahead and give Odah, brought back to life. And someone who is, Yotze, someone who comes out of jail, has to give Odah. So what are we witnessing by a bris? The mother is here, what? She was a Chayavim Sheish Masakona. She now came back to life. She is a Chayiv Odah. And the child is Yotze Beis Asurim. He was locked up, incarcerated, so to speak, in the womb of his mother. And now Hashem freed. Samela, what are we saying on their behalf? Look what we see. A mother who came back. A child who was freed from his Beis Asurim. We're going to say, Hodol Hashem Kito, Kilo Chasto. We're going to give Hodol together. Because the Vlad and the Chaya came and changed Kemoshe Yotzim of Beis Asurim. Taking a lomer zeh pasuk, and that's why we mentioned Hodol Hashem ki tov kilam chasto in bris milah. We're giving hoda for the vlad who came out of his jail, and for the mother who now is healed. So all these are nyanim of tchiyas hameisim, and that's why the Avodrom, Rav David Avodrom, says, and look how many times we mention tchiyas hameisim. After giber liolam Hashem achayim meisim after Rav Loshi is time number one. And then again we say, Omi domo lacham melech meimisumachaya, tchiyas meisim number two. Avenem anat lach izvito shemachay meisim. A whole other mention of tchiyas meisim. Why three tchiyas meisim? He says, because there really are. I'm sorry. Well, the third one is in the same bracha. Avenem anat lach izvito meisim, but shemachay meisim. The chasim is mein psicha. So we have three separate occasions talking about tchiyas meisim, rights to have a drum, because there are three separate tchiyas meisim. I think even if you learn like four, it'll work nicely with the tour that there are four maftechos. The Avodrom says, what are the three in Yanim? And he says, every time we go to sleep at night and we come back in the morning, that's also like a Yotzei Mibeis HaSurim. So when Mamash, we're coming back out of life, it's like a rebirth. That's time number one. Every act of Yiridus Geshamim is equated with Tchiyas HaMesim. What's Yiridus Geshamim? You're taking seeds that are dead, that have no life. When the rain comes down, it brings them back to life, and it causes new fruits to come out of a seed which is already the a misa, representation of what used to be, and now we're having something new come out, so that's Geshamim. And then, of course, the Tchesim Esim of Olam Haba, of Yemos Mashiach, the Tchesim that's going to be when we have an actual bodies returning back to life. That's why we have three mentions of Tchesim Esim, because life presents us with three different experiences. Every time we go to sleep and I come out anew, every time we witness the acts of the Geshomim and the Tchesim Esim of the future, and thus we have all those mentions of Tchesim Esim. But notice how when we mention Tchesim Esim, it's not Stam Tchesim Esim, but we find Machayim Esim Barachim Imram. What's this idea of Machayim Esim Barachim? So you'll tell me, well, if Hashem does such an act of a chesed by bringing the dead back to life, that Avad is Rachim. So what's Rachim Imram? What's Rachim Imram? So the Sinner Hashlo says, Rachim and Rabbim is merely to highlight that sometimes we see Hashem's Rachim, but there's a little snippet of din, perhaps mixed into that Midas Rachim. Machayim Esim Rachim and Rabbim is, it's Kulo Rachim. Everything is mercy and there's no din. That's the Shlom. But I think there's another Mahalech Alpi Rav Hunder. Rav Hunder explains Rachamim, and based on Rav Hunder, I think we can understand Rachamim Rabbim. It's in the back of the Kunchus Rashimus and Yonim Shonim, in the back of the Sefer Zikor and the Maran Bala Pachar Yitzchak. Writes Rav Hunder as follows. Why is Tchisim Esim, out of all the chasadim of Hashem, we find he's gomel chasadim tovim, but it's davka in the context of Tchisim Esim that we encounter, it's being done with Rachamim Rabbim. So what is Rachamim? Rachamim, we know from the Rishonim already, is the fusion, the synthesis of the chesed of Avram with the din of Yitzhak Avinu. When you take din, which is the midah, pachad Yitzhak, gevura of Yitzhak Avinu, and now you mix in chesed and you sweeten up that din, that is midas rachamim. Dahainu, chesed is what? Chesed is Hashem, there's a chesed for us. There's no din. Hashem says, I'm going to do an act of chesed. It'll be a chesed tov, it'll be legamri tov. Din is when you see Hashem acting an anhaga of the boreolim in this world, where you see a measure of judgment. What is rachamim? Rachamim is, I'm witnessing din, and now you have rachamim. That is bringing chesed into the din, dahainu. If you see a person crossing the street, and you want to stop, they don't need your help, but you want to assist them, that's an act of chesed. If you see an ani, though, you see someone who's poor, has no money, going through the garbage cans, when you help that ani, what are you really doing? You're doing an act of rachamim. Why? The ani's in a state of din. You see he doesn't have what to eat. You see that he's in a state of deprivation, of lacking something, and you're providing the beneficiary, you're giving him something to fill that void. Chesed is even if the person doesn't have a void. Having somebody over at your house, even if they don't have a void, that's doing an act of chesed. Rachamim is there's something missing. You see some element, some aspect of din, and now you shower that din with chesed. You bring that oni back to life. The oni needs a shower. The oni needs to smell. Now he needs fresh clothing. You're taking that oni's deficiency. You're taking that chisarim, and now you're being mamali. So when you sprinkle and shower chesed into din, that's a display Amidas Rachamim. What's the greatest Rachamim? What's Rachamim Rabbim? Well, what's the greatest chesed in the world? Our greatest chesed in the world is bringing someone, giving somebody life. Every act of chesed is another aspect of my ain of giving someone life, supporting a person, giving them a meal, bigger cholim. You're always giving strength, you're giving support, emotional encouragement and reinforcement. All those are aspects of bringing the person back to life, and that's why they're all alluded to in this context as well. All my ains of Tchias Mesa. The greatest chesed in the world that you could do is bringing someone into this world. That's Hatova Meitiv. When do you recite the Bracha Hatova Meitiv? When a newborn child comes in, what happens? There's a Bracha Hatova Meitiv. What do you do? And that's Besorah's Tovah, the Gemara in the beginning of the Night Perk of Brachas. What do you do if you hear that somebody died, Rachman al-Litzlan? You say you die in MSY because that's the greatest expression of din. The person could get punished. A person could suffer, could have no food, Rachman al-Litzlan. But a person to lose his or her very own life, very existence, that's the greatest measure of din. And those are the two opposites, Mikatz and the Katzeb. Giving somebody life is the greatest chesed that warrants a Tovah Meitiv. Taking life away from someone is the greatest din, which is dying Amos. What happens if you go into the dimension, you go into the realm of din, where people are dead, and now you bring them in the world of the greatest din, where everybody's dead, and you now bring life to all those dead people, you're mixing the greatest measure of chesed, of the revival, the return of life, to the greatest expression of din of people whose lives are no longer here, and that is midas rachamim, and that's dam rachamim, that's rachamim rabim. Every rachamim is sprinkling a dosage of chesed into din, but to see the synthesis of the greatest din being sprinkled by the greatest chesed, that's not dam rachamim, that is rachamim rabim, and that is machai mesim, Abarachim and Rabim, and then we go on to all these Mayains, and the Samech Noflim, the Rafi Chulamatar Surim, and that's the meat of Yitzchak Badavka, who underwent, he lived through Tchias HaMesim. He was someone who was Porcha Nishmoso by Akedis Yitzchak, he came back to life, and that is the Pachar, the year of Yitzchak, that's the Gevura. Amel, if there's anyone who's going to correspond, it's going to be Davka Yitzchak. And the Chazin Yecheskel. He says, what do we put in the middle of this bracha? And the end of the day, so what's the Gevura? We often think the Gevura is the Galus of the Borei Olam, the Gevura of the Might, and we mentioned many times the Vilna Gaon in Ader Sidi Aparsus and Sosa Bracha, where he writes that even the philosophers in the Chochmei Tem have to readily admit that with all our technological advances, all innovations of mankind, we can't accurately predict nor can we control the weather. And what better aidus do you have now? It's an amazing thing. Somebody told me after Minyan this morning, and why should we trust the world which says, oh, global warming, and this is what's going to be 10 years from now, 20 years, 100 years from now. They can't get a 24-hour forecast right. And 24-hour forecasts are actually wrong 40% of the time. And even a three-day forecast is wrong 75% of the time. But 24 hours, they couldn't get a right 24-hour forecast all over the news, and you have to hear it. That's guaranteed. This is one of the worst storms. It's going to be 18 inches to 24 inches. They can't predict. So why should we listen to them? Terence says, well, Hashem is in control. That's Gevura. That's Gevura's Hashem writes the Gro. It's not just that it's an expression of Gevura. We mentioned Isaac Asimov that in one single hurricane, there is more destructive capability, more destructive power in the eye of one hurricane than there is in all the nuclear, all the atom bombs and all the hydrogen, all the nuclear warfare in the entire world, all the nuclear stockpiles. If you would concentrate them all into one nuclear warhead, that wouldn't equal the destructive power and capability of the eye of one 10-mile-wide hurricane. Writes Isaac Asimov, and Sebastian Younger writes the same idea in his book, The Perfect Storm, as well. That's the power of Hashem's one storm is more powerful than everything that mankind ever created. That's Gros Gashamim. Mechatz Klabramsky adds a whole new shot. Says, you know what the Gevura is? That Hashem holds back his kas. Ezo Gibra Koesis Yitzro. Yitzchak is Gevura. Oh, the ability to be Koes Yitzro. Hashem, we're not deserving of Geshem. We're not deserving of this world. Every time Hashem sends Geshem, even though we're not deserving of it, then what happens? Kopam, that Hashem is Kovish Kaso, Murad Geshem, Afsha Brias, Einon Zakom Lakach, even though we're not worthy, that's an expression of what? Of the Gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Geshamim. That's the Gevura, that's the meat of Yitzchak, and Mela we close with the Indian of Tres of Esim. That's Avram, that's Yitzchak, and then of course, who is the Kedusha? Who is the one who is Kodosh? Who is the one who is Nivdal? That's Yaakov Avinu, and Mela, this is the Bracha of Yaakov Avinu. Ata Kodesh Hashimcha, Kodesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yom Yonuch HaSelo, as Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva and Shar Gimel and Oskar from Ches, in order to go ahead and be Mekadesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you yourself have to be Kedoshim. Kedoshim to you. Who taught us that? Yaakov Avinu, who was Kodesh, who was called in Aloka B'Tachtonim, who was Mekadesh, who lived in the world of Gashmi like none of the others. He traveled more. He went down to Mitzrayim and lived in Mitzrayim, surrounded by a world of Chomer, and he was Mekadesh, all the Chomer. That's the ultimate expression of Kedusha. Amela, following the lead of Yaakov, then and only then can we say, since you are Kodesh Ruch HaKodesh and your name is Kodesh, who can praise you? Only Kedoshim. So some Mepharshim explain the Malachim. The Malachim, no, right, Rabbeinu Yonah, we have an obligation to make ourselves Kedoshim to you, because if you're going to praise Hashem as Kadosh, you have to connect to the world of Kedusha. You have to make yourselves Kadosh. Learn the lesson from Yaakov Avinu. Mot Hashem, Hakel HaKodesh, the Indian of Kedusha, the Indian of Abdullah, to be in this world, but to be separated from this world. After Yaakov has his Yud Beis Shvatim in tow, after he leaves Beis Lavan, what do we find? He's Koveya Techumen, Vayichan Espenei Ha'ir, writes the Meshech Chochma, then he says, that's it. Now it's time to set up shop. I'm going to be in this world, but I'm going to separate myself from this world, and I'll elevate the world of the Chomer, that's the world of Kedusha, Amela, now that we finish the Shvach of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, that he is the Okay, Avram, Okay, Yitzchak, Okay, Yaakov. Look at the midos that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov respectively brought down to the world. The chesed and the mogen of Avram, that chiddush was his. The tchias hameisim and all the nyonim of Me'in tchias hameisim that come about through the midah of Yitzchak and the kedusha of Yaakov. And now that we highlighted the shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the ultimate Baal Chesed. He'll do the ultimate Gevura, and it gives us the Geshomim of Gevura, and gives us the Tchis HaMesim, and the Chai and Old Mavtechus, and is the Kael of Kedusha. And now that we've highlighted the Ikar Midos, connected the Gimel Avos, and now we're ready to plunge into the Brachos and Tzoyos, now we're ready, after we massaged the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to actually start to ask, and Emet Hashem, that's what we have to get into, and why are we starting with Das, why is that the beginning of everything? That's all we'll start with. Met Hashem next week. Yosher Kayach. Have a great night.
So it's great coming out. Of course.
I have to understand that.